communicated 6:11. Two, we heard directly from Hashem. Yeah.
But then, why would the structure of Torah be 6:11? Because Torah isn't just what man gave to
himself. Well, in other words, let me put it this way: the pasuk is referring to Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So we call the Torah, this is Hashem's honoring Moshe. Hashem calls Torah that which Moshe gave us. That's a big cover, because he's honoring Moshe. So Hashem isn't even counting the two that he gave us.
So what's the word for what Hashem
gave? Well, there's no word. It's Torah plus two. Torah is 6:11. Torah plus two is everything. But Hashem honors Moshe by calling Torah based on what Moshe gave us. Now, there is a magical significance to the number 613, because it's divided into two groups: 248 positive commandments, mitzvah saseh, and that corresponds to your bones. You have 248 bones, and each mitzvah gives life to a bone. We don't know exactly which mitzvah does what. And there are 365 negative commandments, thou shalt not do, which give spiritual life to your sinews and your ligaments and the like. Which means, if you're missing a mitzvah, you're missing spiritual life in part of your body. So, this gives rise to a real difficult question. There has never been a human being in the history of the world, no matter how big a tzaddik, that can keep 613 mitzvahs. That's right. First of all, today especially, so many mitzvahs depend on the base of mikdash, which we don't have. Second of all, some mitzvahs are for kohanim.
What do you do if you're a holy man and a woman at the same time?
Can you do what? Well, that's right. Well, you can't. I mean, some are kohanim and not Yisraelim. Some are men and not women. Some are women and not men. Some depend on a base of mikdash. Now, if I need the mitzvos to give my body spiritual life, then no matter how righteous I am, I'm handicapped, I'm defective, I'm crippled. I'm missing so much. How do I get spiritual life? How do I get light? How do I connect to Hashem through the mitzvos if there are so many mitzvos I cannot do? And the Mefarshim tell us there are two ways you can get the shleimus of the 613 mitzvos, even though you're not able to do them. The first way is through Torah learning. What does that mean? Even the mitzvos I'm unable to do, by learning about them, I get the spiritual light of those mitzvos. That's why Chazal say, when you learn about the korbanos, it is like you brought a korban. That's why people sometimes say, gee, why do I have to learn about the stuff that I don't do today? In some ways, there's a special importance in learning about the stuff we don't do today, because that's the only way the spiritual light of that mitzvah comes into my neshama. Because a mitzvah that I can do, I can get the light by doing the mitzvah. A mitzvah I can't do, I only get the light by learning about it. So pathway number one for the shleimus of the 613 is Torah. But there's a pathway number two. It's a little less obvious. And that is Achdus and Avas Yisrael. Unity. What does that do? Right, because the idea is like this. When you connect to the Jewish people with love and togetherness and friendship, and the Jewish people is an entity that's a past, present, future, you become like part of one big body, then the mitzvahs of the men become the mitzvahs of the women, the mitzvahs of the women become the mitzvahs of the men, the mitzvah of the kohen is the mitzvah of the non-kohen, the mitzvah of those dairus of the Beis HaMikdash become my mitzvahs, because I can't do it alone, but I'm part of that Am Yisrael. So just like when I do a mitzvah with my right hand or my left hand, it's not my hand that's doing the mitzvah, it's me that's doing the mitzvah. When I make myself a chelek of Am Yisrael, to Avos Yisrael, then any mitzvah that any part of Am Yisrael does becomes my mitzvah. Masha'in came when I separate myself from Am Yisrael with sinas chinam, with the lack of Avos Yisrael. Then by definition, my avoda is defective because there are so many of the 613 mitzvahs that I cannot do.
That sounds really fluffy. Like, what exactly does it mean? Like,
Avos Yisrael.
Like, what does it mean? Like, physically. Like, what do you? What is there to do?
Then,
like, of those two things that.
Well, certainly, emotional things are always fluffy. You are correct, but I thought they like that something. The thing is that obviously there are a lot of concrete things that you do. I mean, some of these are small. You know, you see an unfamiliar face in shul or in school or whatever it is. You try to greet them. Make them feel comfortable. In other words, Avos Yisrael, it's true, has to be played out on a very localized level. In other words, you can't just say, I love everybody. But it has to be concentrated in the daily interactions you have. You know, the way you talk to a secretary, the way you talk to a receptionist, the way you look at a bus driver when you get change, or whatever it is. Later, when you establish your own homes, you try to create a home of Achnasas Orchim, and to try to be Makarev people in a nice, kind way. And there are many opportunities. Now, granted, you're not going to be interacting with the whole Jewish world at any one time. But within our own little limitations, there are many, many daily things that we do to try to bring greater Avos Yisrael into the world. And if enough people do that, we'll bring the Geulah, we'll bring the Mashiach. And we have to start a small step, indeed, it's step by step. People are sometimes so enthusiastic about global transformations that they never bother to deal with the immediate environment that they're in. And you have to start with that immediate environment. So going back to the Meshech Chachma, I just want to say that the Meshech Chachma says, this is a tremendous interpretation, that these two derachim of how do I keep Hashem's Torah are merumas in the two psukim of Yisrael and Mishpatim. Pay very careful attention. The pasuk in Yisrael says, "Vayanu kol ha'am yachdos." The people answered together with achdus and with unity. When there is unity in Avos Yisrael, we can say everything Hashem said we can do. I can't do it all. You can't do it all. But through yachdos, the collective unity of Israel.